So the Cubs one out away from reducing their magic number to 5 ahead of their 3-game series against St. Louis. So they have a chance to clinch in St. Louis. 1-0. Ground ball left side. That's right at Bryant. Third baseman is up with it. Throws across in time, and that is the ball game.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
The Chicago Cubs score early and able to hold on late as they defeat the Houston Astros tonight by a score of 9-5. Cubs take 2 out of 3 in this interleague series.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And the Astros were able to make some noise offensively in that game against the Cubs, but I mean, it's tough once you get down 9-0 to come back from that.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously we had a hard time getting into the game, and they really came out swinging the bats. We faced a really difficult pitcher in Arrieta the first 3 innings, so it was a completely tilted one direction, and we did battle back. We continued to put some good at bats against them. We chased Arrieta in the 6th, had one big inning where we could have really got back into it, and then a couple home runs at the end, but. All in all, they were in control of the game because we didn't get into the game very well.
And, I mean, you mentioned Arrieta, you know, able to get to him a little bit. Most pitchers, starting pitchers, 5 1/3, 3 runs, it's a pretty good outing for them. But that's subpar for Arrieta, and you're able to get into that Cubs bullpen early.
Yeah, that is. I mean, anytime you can chase him in the middle innings, that's a big deal. And you know, Altuve kicked us off in the 4th inning with a homer. But by then it was 9-1. And, he obviously pitched a little bit of a different game. He's got a bigger strike zone. Or bigger parts of the plate he can go to. We ended up getting to him in the 6th. But, it's some difficult pitching that we faced. They won the series. It was a hard-fought series. But we move on to the next one.
Carlos Correa back in the lineup yesterday after missing the previous 4 games with that inflammation in his left shoulder. And got a base hit in his first at-bat back because, of course, that's what he does. He's Carlos Correa. And then you got him out of the game, I assume, score, precaution sort of thing, just to get him off his feet.
Yeah, he was fine. I took him out at 9-1, really because we're trying to piece this together to make sure he plays the most games possible in the next 3 weeks. I mean, this is our season on the line with these next 19 games. So with the score being 9-0 at the time, it was 9-1 by the time his spot in the order came up. The threat of Arrieta breaking off a hard slider and him check swinging in a game that he was in complete control of made more sense to rest him for today.
Good outing for Brady Rogers to finish up the game, going a couple of innings, giving up just one base runner, retiring 6 of the 7 batters he faced. And that had to be good to see after the way his first 2 outings went.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he's had a tough time his first 2 outings in these mop-up type roles or trying to get through a couple innings. The other side, when in those innings, are really trying to do some damage against them. They're not being careful. So he's made some pitches that have gotten hit around a little bit in his first 2 outings. He did get through yesterday's outing in good fashion. So maybe that'll kickstart his better outings.
You know, a lot of teams in the mix for those final wild card spots, and obviously a lot of action going on. A lot of times when the Astros are playing, how much, if at all, do you scoreboard watch during the game, before games, after games? I imagine it's tougher during the game.
Yeah, we pay attention before and after, and even in game. I mean, you'll notice the scores. I mean, our sport has a few delays in it where you can notice it, but the reality is we've got to win games. We got to win as many games as we can in the next 19 to put pressure on everybody around them, so we can focus on what everybody else is doing in due time, but the reality is if we don't win, it doesn't matter.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1986, the Astros were driving toward the Western Division crown. Danny Darwin and Dave LaPointe battled to a 2-2 standoff for 7 innings. Charlie Kerfeld entered the game for good luck as much as anything. It seemed like every time he came in, the Astros staged a late inning rally, and Charlie got the win. He gave up a run and could have been the loser in this one, but no. Lance McCullers Sr. came in for the Padres, and Kevin Bass greeted him with a single. The Astros rallied for 3 runs, a bases-loaded walk to Terry Poole tied it, and the deciding blow was struck by Billy Hatcher. Kerfeld won his 10th game of the year. San Diego native Dave Smith became the first Astros reliever to save 30 games, and the Astros went on to win the West.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Tony Sipp is my guest on Astro Line today. This is Steve Sparks, and right in the middle of this Texas Rangers series, a big series, Tony, here. Obviously, everybody knows about that. Bullpen's coming through. You guys have been holding your own.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of lively arms down there. And, you know, September, you know, add a couple more. But, you know, I think everyone knows right now is, you know, pivotal. You know, it's either do or die for us.
Yeah.
We got a nice little mix, you know, veteran guys and younger guys that I think are up for the challenge. So, you know, we know what we have ahead of us, and, you know, a lot of guys are stepping up to that challenge right now.
What's the key for an athlete in those do or die situations to perform at their best? How do you slow things down mentally?
Honestly, you have to see if that's your type of game, if you even want to slow it down. You know, some guys like the adrenaline, and, you know, and like to speed things up. But the key is to, you know, find out what type of player are you and try to stay within those boundaries. It's just whatever makes you good. A lot of times those moments will expose some guys because they'll start playing a different ball game, you know, and not staying within themselves. And, you know, and that's the key. You have to realize that the distance haven't changed from the mound to the plate, and only the situation changed, you know. And, you know, it's you got to stay within yourself and do what you've always known to do and what got you there. And that's throw strikes and throw your strikes and be educated on the hitter, you know, and not play into their strengths.
So when you're seeing a lineup, say you're playing the Texas Rangers and you see back-to-back left-handed hitters, do you go over in your mind how you want to attack them, and does it ever change?
Oh, no. If I see a lefty, two lefties in a row especially, I'd like to know what they have for breakfast. It's just the thing you have to educate yourself and know every single thing about your potential pod. We say pod, but your potential area of the game that, you know, that's
– you're going to be called for.
Yeah, they'll call upon you and – you have to be ready. You almost have to play manager. If you think the manager is going to call you in that situation, you owe it to yourself to be prepared.
Talking with Tony Sipp, one of the veterans down in the bullpen, I want to ask you about a couple of the young guys, Michael Feliz and Chris Davinsky, who have done such a good job. What have you seen in them that you feel like they've grown into this type of role this season?
I mean, can't say enough about Chris Davinsky. You know, he's been in every role that we can possibly have down there in the pen. He's been a long guy. He's been a emergency guy. He's been the get us out of jam guy. You know, he's been a little bit of everything, and you know, just seeing how hard him and Feliz work. You know, it says a lot about being a younger guy, because a lot of times you can get caught up in just watching the show and, you know, almost watching the events pass you like a movie, but you see the preparation that they've had. You know, Feliz didn't have the success that he wanted in the beginning, but you saw him make an adjustment. And when he came back that second time around, you know, he was a different guy. Was throwing harder, more intense. You know, he just made the right adjustments and, you know, had struggles and had to come back from that once again. So, I mean, it's easy if a guy has success up here and not have to make adjustments. But I think you get more out of their character, you know, with the tough times that they have. And, you know, he had two of those times, and it seems like he's coming back now into making that adjustment again, which shows that, you know, he can be up here, because no one's going to – the game always finds some type of flaw, and if you can't correct it, you won't be able to stay up here. And I think he showed that he can stay, because he made adjustments whenever he did have a couple flaws. So – and I mean, I think that's a big thing too. And with Davinsky, you know, I don't think he had that flaw yet. But the way he goes about
it, he's still not content, though, is he?
Still not content. I was about to say that the way he goes about his business, you'd never be able to tell that he's had the success he's had, because, you know, he came. You've heard rumors that he was a hard worker, but playing with him for a majority of the year, you see just how hard he works. You know, he's got focus. Seems like he's wise beyond his years, because, you know, he's working like, you know, this is his last shot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, the hard worker that he is and how he goes about his business.
There you go. That's Tony Sipp. Good luck the rest of the way. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks a lot.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.